back, and we're back with Cheryl Brightman. Now, I have to tell this story because I think it's very funny. The very first time I met Cheryl, we'd been emailing each other, and she'd have been on my list of people, and we actually thought we knew one another. It turns out we didn't. But so the short of the other internet radio station that I was working with, her first response to me was, "You look really good in this life." And I'm I'm looking at her. She goes, "Yeah, I checked in before I came, and we were married in another life." And I'm looking at her, and she's noticing that I'm looking at her slightly strangely. And so she says, "Oh, don't worry, you were a woman in that life." And I'm thinking, yeah, that's not what I'm thinking about. Usually, you know, when you hear something like that, you're thinking, "Oh, we had a past life together." And I'm thinking, well, you're really attractive, but I really don't swing that way. So it doesn't really matter. So I want to introduce to you Cheryl Brightman, who works with the Akashic Records and who's been a friend ever since. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm sure we've all been together, too. But we'll do that another time.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, it's nice to see you again.
It's nice to be with you again.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the journey that began this and how that started for you?
All right.
In this life.
In this life. Thank you for clarifying. Thank you for clarifying that. Well, I was working at a television station, and I was doing live events, and I was on the road, maybe 6 weeks in a row, flying around, and I was tired. I needed sleep.
I can understand that.
So I decided I needed to be very quiet, and I went to a yoga class, and I met a woman there from the States, and she looked at me, and she said, "You must go to an Akashic Record consultant." And I rolled my eyes, and I went, "Oh, if you're going to tell me to go to a psychic, I used to go when I was small, and they told me you have to learn to do this on your own, so thank you, but no thank you." I was rebellious.
Rebellious, that's a good word.
So she persuaded me to go, and I went to see this woman, and she looked at me, and she said, "You are an organizer." And I said, "Yes, I am. I'm an event organizer." And she said, no, "You're an organizer." And this is what the whole hour was together, me arguing with her that I actually knew who I was, but she was trying to get me to see who I was. So I left there frustrated and thanked her for her time. However, it kept playing over in my head, organizer, organizer. And I started to notice in my present day life that friends were calling me when they were confused and they're upset, or when we were planning trips or whatever they needed. I thought, wow, I'm really organizing something more. This woman knew more than I thought I did. And then she called me 3 months later and said, "We're having courses in Canada for the first time. Do you want to come?"
Nice.
And in my head, I went, "No blanking way." But out of my mouth.
I'm sorry, what?
No blanking way.
Okay.
And out of my mouth came the word, "Sure.
Oh.
I'll be there." And it was like I stepped outside of my body and went, "Who is saying that? That is not me." So all the way up there, I had my cell phone out and I was trying to pretend that I was sick. I was like coughing and I was sick. And by the time I got through, I was at her front door. And she opened up the door and she started laughing. And I went to class, and it was a huge breakthrough for me. And I knew as soon as I connected to my Akashic Record that it was going to explain everything about my life and who I was and make sense about who I am and what I'm supposed to do. And that's how it all began.
Wow. And I'm not going to say how long ago it was, but it was a while ago.
It was a while ago. It was 98, 99.
Wow. Yep. That's cool.
Yes.
And so it's been that ever since. Now there's going to be a lot of people that are going, "The what?" So why don't you explain what the Akashic Records are?
The easiest way to explain it is a recording of everything that has ever happened in life.
And this life and all of your past and future.
Everybody's past. Everybody's past and what we are living in the present. So it's all in one. So imagine having a journal and you open the journal and you go, oh, look at this, November 15th, 2007. Oh, this is what I'm going to experience today. These are what all my feelings mean, all my thoughts, all my words, all my actions. Why am I going to experience this? Does that work for me? And if it doesn't, you could go into your past, which could be a past life or even what you did yesterday, and see why it didn't work for you. And then in your present life, look around and see how it's not working for you, and then create it so it does work for you in the future. So it's a really simple tool to change.
Okay, I don't know how many people that are listening are going to go, wow, that is a really simple tool to change. And I'm not trying to be facetious here, but I'm thinking, you know, we've all done our work. We've all done a lot of work. And I don't know any of it that's been simple. So, and, you know, we're not going to ask you to give away your trade secrets either. But, you know, and I don't think everybody can do what you do, Cheryl. So, you know, as simple as you may say it is, I'm not thinking it's simple for everybody. So maybe explain that a little bit of what that means.
Okay, well, why doesn't everybody get out a piece of paper and a pen?
Okay, because get your paper out.
I am more than happy to share one practice to help awaken you. So however you get into your meditative mode, right? But you want to be conscious. You want to have your eyes open because we live life consciously.
Cool.
And you write down the word mind, and the word body, and the word heart, and the word soul, and the word spirit. And at the top of the page, you put something at the top like relationship with my boyfriend, shopping at the grocery store, why am I still 20 pounds overweight? And then you look at that piece of paper and you say, okay, 20 pounds overweight. What are my thoughts that stop me from losing the weight? What does my body feel every time I need to work out or stop eating foods that do not work for me? How does my heart feel every time I don't want to work out or stop eating healthy? What does my soul remember about me trying to let go? And what does spirit say or show me? And that's a very interesting one, because messages come from all over, from sitting in front of the TV, to the people in front of you, to the wisdom that comes through you. And it's a very simple way to see, wow, every time I want to eat a carrot, I think, oh no, I need a sugar boost, and I go for a donut. So you can actually consciously see what is motivating you and what is not motivating you. And just to do that with every little thing brings your consciousness up and connects you deeper into how you live your life.
Wow. That is a powerful tool. I don't know how easy it would be for a lot of people, but it's a very powerful tool. And I guess the point that makes it easy would be, don't overanalyze it. Just whatever is your first thought that comes to you, or your first feeling, or your first knowing, or whatever you see, write that.
Accept whatever it is that comes. I say to everybody, I have bumped my head into so many walls. I do what I call test days or trust days. I might just wake up, and for an hour or two, if I have that time, I'll say, okay, what do you want me to do today? And I'll just do it. I won't think about it. I'll go and do it, because I find when you really open up, you are given something greater than your mind or your memories are able to present to you. So if I came here, and I was really grateful coming here tonight, one, because I get to see Lori, but two, because I could be on the radio and share this with you. And that was all that was in my mind, right? But then when I opened up, we met, we had great conversations, everybody. It's more than I could have imagined this to be. So when you open up and you say, you know what? I don't really know anything. Teach me. You open up, and it's trial by error. It's testing. It's like getting to know somebody brand new all over again. The more you try, the more you talk, the more you connect, the easier it gets.
Right. So then it's not your mind. It's that centered place. It's that it's so the most important part of this process was that what you said in the beginning, is that whatever way you can get into that meditative state. So that quiet place, while remaining aware and awake.
at the beginning. However, your mind and your body and your heart and your soul and your spirit and every other aspect of you is all you. So you, the Akashic Records is living, breathing you, right? You're it. You're walking it and you're living your journal, your life, your record. So you want to eventually walk it and be aware of everything. And that's what life's about, being more aware, right? So instead of walking down the street past somebody who doesn't have a home, you actually stop and give whatever it is you can give, a smile, hello, money may help you, a blanket. You become more aware of how you are in life and how you can contribute and how you can make a difference.
That's a nice thought.
Isn't it?
Yeah. That's a very nice thought. So for those people who still don't find it all that simple.
I'm here to help.
That was what I was getting to. So, yeah, and probably that's a necessary component of this, maybe in the beginning, to help people learn to connect and understand the physical and then understand the rest of the aspects of who we are and that spiritual and that place.
And more importantly, to understand who they are and actually why you want to connect, if I may share.
Mm.
So when I was young, I went to see a psychic and she said, you will marry somebody with the initials MJK. I was like, great, I'm single, I'm going to get married, it's going to happen. However, what I've learned through tapping into your Akashic Record energy is that you can go a little deeper. Is that a good choice? What are the lessons around that? How may I create a more loving lifestyle for me in relationships? What is it I am to learn? How can I co-create better? And that's what it's about. It's not just about receiving the information. Mm. It's about knowing how to use the information to co-create, because that's what you are, a co-creator. So instead of having life push you around, you actually receive, you're more conscious and aware, and you learn how to co-create. So it really is like having a journal, not, oh, I'm going to get married. Well, great. How can you make such a magical union even better in every moment and every day? Because that's available for you.
Right. And that certainly is the gift that life and experience and, you know, connecting with your own inner being, and growing from all relationships that you're in. I know relationships is one of my big
she's blushing
areas
now.
That I get very excited about. And so that's always fun. But, you know, we really need to understand how all relationships impact all of us in such a deep and spiritual way. And being able to see that mirror and being able to, you know, allow that to grow and ourselves to grow with it. And then making that choice where it's a really healthy choice instead of another choice that, yes, is a possibility, but is it a choice that will make me happy? Or is it something that I still need? Am I still growing and learning and, you know, making life more difficult? Because there's lots of opportunities out there. There's lots of different choices with regards to relationships. I wish women would understand that sometimes. You know, they get so, well, you know, I need to go back to this other person, even though it was an abusive situation or mentally or emotionally. But, you know, and they don't get that, you know, there's something even better, because there's always something better when you learn your lessons. There's always something better out there. So no matter what, there will always be, you know, there will always be, if your deepest desire is to be in a relationship that's healthy and beautiful and loving, it can happen.
Oh, it will happen. It will happen. And you made a really good point, because if you're thinking about the past and going back, you're actually stuck in the past and you haven't learned your lesson. So there might be something more beautiful out there. However, you might be attracting the same kind of relationship until you learn your lesson. Because it is true that everything is abundant, but you're the creator of it. Yeah. So if I keep thinking there is nobody else, well, there's not going to be anybody else, because I'm not creating that.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is somebody else and I actually think, oh, I want someone who does this instead and this, then that creation will come to you.
And of course, what we were talking about earlier, the interesting part about relationships is, yes, you may have had a contract to be with this person, but each person has their own choices and their own decisions to make. And they may not make the choice that allows this to happen. And that's okay. Just know that there'll be something else that's there waiting if you're ready to open yourself up to it.
Right. And the word contract is so binding to me. I love the word agreement. We've made an agreement to be together.
Again.
And agreements change all the time. Situations change. So I love that. Contracts to me mean I need a lawyer to sign off on it. It's binding and I need to stick to this no matter what. Where agreements are flowing. This is working for us today. Let's agree to do this. Let's agree to have dinner here. Let's agree to have our relationship like this. So they're more flowing and there's two people involved or four people or eight, whoever's involved, just like a company. If there's 500 people at the company, there's 500 people that are to be in agreement.
Right. Right. Yeah. And we do tend to think that we're alone a lot more than we really are. Doing it on our own, being alone. Yeah, we can make life miserable, can't we?
We're able to create whatever we want. The key is to be aware of what you're creating and how you create and how that affects other people and how that affects you, because that will make you the best co-creator that you can be. And that's what your Akashic record is for. Not to say, oh, I went through this in a past life and that's who I am. It's to look at your record and say, oh, that's what happened. Okay, I'm going to create something differently now. So build a different home, build a different life.
Right.
Build something more beautiful.
So the introductory type classes are really to help you connect with your own Akashic record.
Right, which is the most important thing, because
absolutely,
you are the creator of yourself. So it's getting to know who you are, why you feel the way you do, how you act. Are you positive or are you a negative person? I love those exercises. They're fantastic.
What a test like that.
An easy one is, I love that, but...
and?
That's a clear sign of somebody who will only go so far.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a clear sign. We're all so beautiful and amazing, just amazing. I'm blown away every time somebody sits in front of me at their beauty. And then I just look at them, and sometimes all we need is a reminder that it's okay to make mistakes. That's what we're here for. And let's just learn from them. And we release the energy within you. We create new methods on every level to co-create. And then you go off.
Right.
And you do it.
And you do it. But it's kind of cool that there's actually something out there that is really there that people can connect with. That's like a journal of their life. I mean, it really is there.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine your creator, whatever name you want to use, said, hey, you know what? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you while we're at a distance. I'm going to give you a journal of who you are, and that's going to help guide you. And that's for you, each and every person.
That's pretty cool.
It is. A book of life.
And speaking of books, you actually wrote a book.
Yes, yes. Thank you. On the Akashic Record.
Right.
It's a small book full of a lot of wisdom that will take you step by step in connecting and recognizing and understanding who you are. So a lot of people say it's a small read, but it takes you a long time to go through it, because there's a lot of exercises, and I'm there for you to help you through it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Did you want to tell them the title and stuff? And
how the Akashic Record, and Your Soul Welcomes You Back Home. And like everything
else.
Okay,
you got to say that again, because that's great.
The Akashic Record, Your Soul Welcomes You Back Home.
Nice. Nice. And are you going to be at any of the expos where people can get this, or can you get it?
You can get it at Wonderworks in Toronto. You can get it at Gifts for the Soul in Waterdown. You can go to the website, which is Wisdom's Way, WISDOMSWAY.ca, and receive that as well. And I'm going to be at the Whole Life Expo November 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and we'll be doing mini consults there, so you can come down and have a try.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to get one. I have, you know, a couple questions. I don't know.
I'm always ready to answer questions. Just know when you ask me, you'll receive.
Yeah, you get the answer. And so not always the answer you want to hear. Sometimes it's surprising, and then sometimes it changes too. And then you're going, well, how did that happen? Why did it change? Sometimes that's not always fun to hear the changed version, but
I'm feeling like there's energy to come up that we're going to work on after. I can feel it bubbling.
Yeah, Cheryl's great. She just does stuff. You don't exactly know what you're doing, but you know afterward that something's been done.
Well, that's what I love. I take everybody with me. I do it out loud and we do it together. So it's not like you're sitting there and you're receiving everything from me.
Right.
I connect you and you start to receive, because that's my whole journey. I always said that the reason I'm going to do this is to empower everyone. That's the sole reason for having them to grow up and be an independent soul and make healthy. Can you imagine all of us, me included, walking around making healthy choices all the time? Hello, heaven.
That's true. Sometimes you just get gifted in life and get very blessed, which I find I have been in the last little while.
Yes, you are.
I know. And you know, I'm very happy about that.
So are all we.
Oh, thank you for sharing my bliss.
Thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's a really good point to remember that, you know, we are one, so we all share. So if you're going to be miserable, you are going to share it with me. I won't be really happy about it, but
it's true.
That's what happens. And I am aware I just said the word but. Something to work on.
Cute. It's always a growth process, isn't it? It's just it's not something that just magic. Well, no, I think for some people it can happen where you're just all of a sudden enlightened. And I know that that's something that's going to happen in this lifetime for a lot of people, that wave of enlightenment that's going to kind of float through the planet and make some big changes, which is very exciting, of course.
Very. Every time you get one of those light bulb moments or aha, that's an enlightened moment. Mm-hmm. And my hope would be that everybody learns that your soul, even though it's created in your energy, is inside your body. We're supposed to be living from that energy. So instead of our hands physically touching each other, it will be our souls touching first and our physical following.
I like that.
Me too.
That really is what's happening anyway, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
It's all happy and blissful.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't do the miserable. I've been able to do that for a long time. Stressed, I can do every once in a while. Miserable, I can't.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's one down.
Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. So I just keep feeling there's something more that you need to say about the Akashic Records so that people understand how phenomenal and how accessible it really is. And I don't know what's missing, but there's something that needs to grab people and let them realize.
Okay. What I have found is missing is that people believe that things are beyond them or past them or out of reach. And like anybody else, you know, there's a football player who might be a great backyard football player, and there might be one who's got a little more talent and can be an NFL or CFL player. However, everything is inside of it. And even though people walk around saying, you know, Cheryl, you're gifted, I do 3 to 4 hours worth of work on my own. I study all the time. I take courses around the world. It is like anything else. Because the thing to remember is that you're worth it. Mm. That you're worth it. And if you want something, it is there for you. Nothing is out of your reach. Nothing is. I wasn't like this when I first started. I had to remember that everything is there for me. And if you still feel alone, the Akashic Records is all love. Mm. So all the clients love going into their Akashic Records because they say they never feel alone. They feel so loved. And people who work in the creative field, they open their Akashic records and it flows through them. They say work is easier, relationships are easier. It's more of a flow. So it's not beyond you, it's in you. And when you're ready, it's there for you. All you ever have to do is ask. And that's what level one is really about. It's about us all working together to help remove anything from you receiving. A lot of us are givers. However, to receive is also the other 50% of love. Giving and receiving at the same time is actually loving.
Yeah.
So learn to receive and learn to love, because that's all we are.
Yeah, I think maybe that was it.
I'm all love.
Yes, you are. And I think also, you know, the point you make about psychics, there's a lot of people that, you know, tell you what to do. And this is not one of those situations. This is, you know, allowing you to be the co-creator, allowing you to be empowered, allowing you to recognize that you have your own power that's within you, that you can do this. And so, yeah, it's like one of Dr. Williams' favorite quotes is, do you want to climb the mountain yourself, or do you want to have a helicopter to take you up to the top? And so the Akashic Records is helping you to have that helicopter take you to the top.
Exactly, helping you to align. I love it when clients say to me, well, the Akashic Records told me to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. It's all about guidance and your choice when you're ready. Mm-hmm. And that's the best part. There's no force. There's only love. And that's powerful.
And I guess learning to ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And those questions that you don't necessarily want to know the answer to. Yeah, learning how to ask those in a deep way.
It could be just as simple as sitting here saying, you know what? What is it that I need to learn to make my life even more beautiful in this moment? Mm. It's that simple. It's like having a conversation and just leaving yourself open. I love the open-ended questions. It takes all the stress away.
Wow. Well, with that, unfortunately, we were drawing to a close. And as well, I would like to invite you back and maybe have something that can be a little bit more ongoing, where you can come back and when we have the phones up that people can call and ask questions. And so we'll set something up with like that with you.
Wonderful.
But it's been a pleasure again and always. So this is Intuitive Soul Radio. And we were also with Steel Eye Media, which has just closed off. But I welcome you back next week and see you then. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and thank you.